Aleishur Chelek Aleph Daf Yud Aleph Mavoi Klali, a general introduction. Yesod HaChinuch LaTorah Mahu. What is the foundation for training for Torah? Ad Shipasechu Lefenenu Shari HaAdracha. Until such time as the gates of guidance are opened through the Sefer, Ye'amiruna Bazeh Dvarim Shem Begeder Kivshono Shel Olam. We're going to be saying things over here which are secrets of the world. The author is paraphrasing a statement of a phrase used by Chazal in Brachos Daf Yud. Unlike what we do inside the Sefer, Sheshamanu makpidim al kalus ufashtus ha'atzah, where we makpid on simplicity and ease of presentation. Nishtadel kan lachsof es ha'ikar asher alav misarkim ha'sefer b'chol amkoy. What we're going to do over here is to try to expose the essence, the skeleton over which the entire Sefer in its whole depth becomes composed. Hadvarim yuvnu li'ishuram rak acha ha'iyun b'sefer kuloi. The words here in this introduction will be understood properly only after studying the entire Sefer, ad ne'ilas asherim v'ad bichlal, up to and including the very last chapter, ki soyifoi na'utz bischelasoi. The end is really rooted in the beginning. Baal Chovos HaLevavos Kosev Bakdama LeSifroi. In the introduction to Chovos HaLevavos, we find HaAdam Mechubar MeNefesh VeGuf. A human being is composed of soul and body. UShneihem MiTovos HaBorei Aleinu. Both of which are a chesed of Hashem upon us. HaEchad Nir'e VeSheni Eino Nir'e. The one is seen, that's the body of course, and the one is not seen. And as a consequence of this, our obligation to serve Hashem has two components, an exposed avodah and a hidden private avodah. The open, revealed avodah as Hashem consists of the obligations of the body, tefillah, fasting, etc. Ach ha'avodah ha'tzifunah hi chovos ha'levavos. The hidden avodah is termed the obligation of the heart. V'hu sh'ne'ached ha'elokim b'libriseinu, to see Hashem as one. V'sh'ne'amin bo yivsero soy, to believe in Him and His Torah. V'sh'ne'kabel avodah soy, to commit ourselves to His avodah. V'nira'oy soy, to fear Him. V'nikana miponav, and to submit to Him, v'chulei. V'adoymel hazeh, mima sh'igameh b'machshev salev u'matzpunoy. So this happens in the heart, mibli evarei haguf hanir'im mimeno, without association with the body. The author says, yeshnam bazeh shnei chidushim atzerichim iyun. There are two chidushim in the words of the Chovos HaLevavos that require analysis. Ha'echad hagdaras guf hanefesh kenir'e ve'eino nir'e. The first is the fact that he defines body and soul as seen and not seen. Asher lefi havchanaseinu, asher lefi havanaseinu, according to our understanding, the usual way that these concepts are understood, the main distinction is this. Haguf choymer kashulera. The body is a physical entity and is therefore associated with negative things. V'anefesh ruchanius akshura l'kdusha. Nefesh we associate with spirituality, a connection to kdusha. V'lama b'chan chovos l'vavos b'avchanat tadis l'chua. So why does the chovos l'vavos define the body and the soul as an entity that is seen and an entity that isn't seen, which seems to be fairly trivial? Sheinis, misba'er b'ze ki guf ha'nefesh mechavim shnei suge avoida. The chovos l'vavos explains that body and soul require two different types of avoida sashem. V'davka l'fi agdara hanal, and specifically according to his definition, avoida gluya v'avoida tzefuna. There's a revealed type of avodah that we do with our bodies and a concealed type of avodah that we do with our neshamos. Gam ze tzarich havana, that too requires understanding. Divrei HaChovos HaLevavos nogim be'etzem inyan guf v'nefesh. The words of the Chovos HaLevavos touch on the very concepts of body and soul. Asher yetziras adam be'atzma, the very creation of man in this form, mechayeves esanu lizbonen, obligates us to reflect on this question. Why did Hashem have see fit to create the body and the soul as two distinct entities, as opposed to one? Shehiyada mitzius echas, so that mankind should be just one reality, b'lo shehiyah murukav k'mo shehu ata, without being a composite as he is now. Kach shel Rabbeinu Ramchal b'sifrei das tevunois, that's a question of the Ramchal, and his answer is as follows. Ha'elokim asa haguf hazeh, choymer av v'chashuch. God made the body from a physical substance. It is opaque. It is dark. Bilti ra'ui le'oir be'or k'dushas yizborach. Not fitting, not subject to the light of Hashem's kedusha. Mipnei mizgoi ha'shefel hazeh, because of its physical lowly nature. Ke'ein levoy el shar ha'melech ulvaker be'ichaloi. This is a phrase from Megillas Esther, of course. One cannot come to the king and to visit him, elashlemei hachana, except if a person has perfected his preparation. Vezeh ha'choyshech ha'mutuba b'chukoy shel haguf. This darkness, which is imprinted as a, we would say, hardwired into the body, hu hasam b'kiribo eskod ha'tavos ha'ro'is ha'shalot ha'ispoy. That's what places in the body all of its desires, the negative inclinations that one has. The oisei oisei alul, and makes it vulnerable lechol ha'mikrim ha'ra'im ha'moitzim oisei, to all sorts of negative impacts and events. V'zeis shenis asa, then he did the following. Ha'neshama ha'teira, he created the neshama, which is pure. Ha'chatzuva mitachas kisei ha'kavoid, quarried, so to speak, from kisei ha'kavoid, from underneath it. V'hoiridah, he brought it down. Unfachah b'seich ha'guf hazeh, and blew it into this body, le'taharoi l'kachay, in order to sanctify and to purify the body. V'zeh ma she'tzarech le'avin, what one has to understand is, the ultimate intention in bringing the neshama baguf, the ultimate intention is not to give the body life in this life of vanity, in this physical existence. The main purpose of the neshama entering the body is to purify the body, to raise it from its very low physical level to the very uppermost level, to be like the malachim. We find this concept of purifying the body completely with Moshe Rabbeinu. He purified his physical nature to the point where he became, the Ramchal says, ממש לא כמלאך, וכבר ראו כל יסר כקרן עיר פני מוישה. An indication of that is the fact that his face shone. אך הדרך בו יסוחה לנשמה לזכך את גופה, the methodology, the way in which the neshama can purify that body into which it is inserted, הוא במעשה המצוויס וקיום התירו, is through מצוויס and תירו. Says the author, הרי זוי תכליס היצירה, this is really the purpose of the creation, to transform the hester panim, the fact that Hashem is hidden within the body, it is opaque to spirituality, to transform that, to illuminate the body with the light of Kedusha, to the point where the body itself becomes an aspect of Gilui Kvod Shamayim. And this purpose is achieved mainly through chovois evarim, the mitzvois of the body. Sharei hem hem chiyuvei haguf. Those are the obligations of the body. Vehem amekadshim es haguf. That's what brings kedusha to the guf, umeviim lidei ha'isapchus mehester lehe'ara, and bring about this transformation from hiddenness to illumination. Me'ata ma'i avodat tzfuna. So what is the hidden avoda? Garsin el bivrachois dafiyud amud aleph. The Gemara says there, Hanei chamisha baruchi nafshi kenegid mi amaran David. These five expressions of baruchi nafshi, to what do they correspond? Lo yamaran el kenegid HaKadosh Baruch Hu kenegid HaNeshama. These five expressions correspond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Neshama as follows. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu male kol ha'olam af neshama mele ayis kol haguf. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu permeates the entire world and suffuses it, so too the Neshama permeates the entire body. Ma kadosh b'chu ri'eh ve'ino nir'eh, af neshama ro'a ve'ino nir'es. Just as a kadosh b'chu sees but is not seen, the neshama too sees but isn't seen. Ma kadosh b'chu zanes kol ha'ilam, af neshama zanes kol ha'ilam. As a kadosh b'chu supports and sustains the entire world, so too the neshama sustains the entire body. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Tahor Av Neshama Tira, as Kadosh Baruch Hu is pure, so that the Neshama is pure. Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshev Bechadrei Chadorim, Av Neshama Yeshevez Bechadrei Chadorim. As Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells in the innermost chambers, so to the Neshama. Those five aspects. Yavoy Mishyesh Bu Chamisha Dvarim Halalu, let the Neshama that has these five characteristics come, Vishabach Le Mishyesh Bu Chamisha Dvarim Halalu, and praise Kadosh Baruch Hu has these five characteristics. Nimtzenu Lemeidim Bazeh, כי דווקא הנשמה יכולה לשבח לקדוש ברוך הוא. חזל ה-teaching us that it's the neshama alone that can praise הקדוש ברוך הוא, כי רק לה יש ניצד השווה איתו כביכול. Only it possesses some commonality with הקדוש ברוך הוא. הרי רק מצד הנשמה יכול אדם לעבוד לבוראי. It's only from the aspect of the neshama that a person can worship his creator, ודווקא חויבויס הלב הוויס, המסייחסים אל הנשמה, and specifically it's חויבויס הלב הוויס that refer and are associated with the neshama, Heim ikar ha'avoida. Af kam zeis anu lemedim mima amar amzal. Furthermore, we learn from Chazal's statement above. Ki migidrei ha'neshama u li ha'yisa ri'a ve'ina nires. One of the characteristics of the neshama is the fact that it sees but isn't seen. Bechan v'tarim lanu Chazal ma'i ruchaniyus bichlala. Chazal are describing here what spirituality in general is. Hi zana es kol ha'ilam. Vehaguf, it sustains the body, umemalaois and permeates it. Shoirish kol nivra bo ilam vechol ever baguf ubarchanius. Another way to say it is that the root of every created physical entity in the world and every limb in the body, ubarchanius, its root is actually a spiritual root. Umishorish zemagiach yisalem. It's from that root that the life force comes to this physical entity. Ruchanius zei memalai eskol avaya. This ruchanius permeates and saturates this being ad kileis asar ponui minei. That's another phrase from Chazal, that there's nothing empty of it. Ruchanius zei atzma tehirai. This ruchanius is pure, ufnimisi, it is hidden, it is inside yoyshevez b'chadei chadarim, dwelling in the innermost chambers. Varotze lizkoes elei, and therefore somebody who wants to attain it, מוכרח מקודם לחדור לסך תחיוסם של כל הדברים. First of all, is to penetrate deeper levels of things. לעמוד הנשמסוי, to ascertain and to understand his נשמה, כי עיקר הוויסוי. It is the essence of his being. ולראות נכויך רוחניוסי של עם כולה, to be able to see straight through the physical world into its spiritual root. איך ובמה יגיע לזה? How does one achieve this? גילו חזל אס הנקודה המרכזית, חזל revealed to us that central point אשר עולה אנו צריכים לבסס אס אבוידה סיינו, upon which we have to base אבוידה, אם אמנם בהשגה רוחנית אנו חפצים, that should be אנו, not אי. If indeed we wish to attain spiritual attainments, והי, and that point is, מה הקדוש ברוך הוא רואה ואינו נראה, אף נשמה רואה ואינו נראה. Just as הקדוש ברוך הוא sees but isn't seen, so too the נשמה sees and isn't seen. כדי שיסרומם אדם להבחנס נשמסוי. In order for a person to rise and to be able to discern his neshama, וגם להבחנס המלא וזנס כל העולם כולוי, and to discern the fact that neshama sustains the entire body and Hashem sustains the entire world, עליו לרגע להיסלם לגמרי מהעולם הנראה לעיניים. Momentarily, one has to completely ignore that world which is accessible to our eyes. כי כל מה שהעיניים רואים שייך לחומר וגוף. Whatever the eyes see is a physical vision, it is limited. ורק מה שאינו נראה לעיניים, זה מציאות של רוחניות. Only that which is beyond the eyes is a reality of spirituality. What everyone sees with the eyes necessarily is a physical vision. ורוחניות זוהי מציאות היא לא פחות מאשר מציאות הדברים הגשמיים. Ruchanius is a reality no less than the reality and the existence of physical objects. Shulchan, kise, bais, eitz, whether it's a table, a chair, a house, a tree. Ela she'i efshar levchin oitzah b'ainayim. It's a reality, but one can't detect it with one's eyes. By way of analogy, if we imagine somebody in the pre-modern era, we could tell such a person that there's a reality that permeates the atmosphere. There are radio waves all around. It's just not accessible to his ears. He is not able to perhaps not able to easily appreciate the fact that he's walking within a maelstrom, an ocean of radio waves, because he doesn't have the means to access them. But it's no less a reality than the sounds that he does hear, like the thunder or somebody next to him singing. So to hear the author is explaining that spirituality reality is a reality no less than the physical, but it cannot be accessed through one's eyes. Don't think that this reality is something philosophical, something abstract. Not at all. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees, so did the Neshama sees. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living, and he sees me. We have to train ourselves to discern our spiritual essence, bifnimius and neshama shebanu, to discern the deeper levels within ourselves. Verak keshan umdim al metzius zoi, only when we ascertain, when we sense this reality, shel nishmas oilam val pnimius shebekibenu, the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the deeper layers within ourselves, only then nuchal avoid as a borei be'emes, can we worship Hashem truly. As Chazal said above, yavoi mi sheyesh boi chamisha dvarim halalu, let the neshama that has these five characteristics come and praise Hashem who has the same five characteristics. This gives us an insight into the words of the Chovos Levavos that we began with. Havchanas guf v'nefesh. To be able to distinguish and to see and to discern body and soul, davka mitoch nekudas mabat shel nir'e v'nir'e, from this perspective of seeing but not being seen, that's the description of the nefesh, hi ha'akdama lechol hasaga shel emes, it's the prerequisite for any true perception, v'abasis lechol avodah sein, and the foundation for our entire avodah. Ma she'aguf u'neiseh yetzeh hara, omna magdil lanu es mahusoi, the fact that the body is the seat of the yetzeh hara, indeed, it defines for us its essence. Ach einoi magdil lanu es nekuda she'bah aleinu lisrimem me'al haguf hanius. But by teaching us that the body is the seat of Yetzer Hara, and that's its essence, that doesn't define for us the point at which we have to rise above the physical. Nekudas isaluzei, that point of growth, of rising, hidavka zei, specifically this point, she'aguf nir'e v'hanefesh einah nir'es, is the point that the body is seen, and the nefesh is not seen, kasher ben, as we explained. Ad kan.